when I was living there, it was, you know, we always said it was 5 miles north of Joy and the road that turns to, that heads west to Eliza.
Some people don't know how to get to Eliza now.
My wife just said some people don't know how to get to Eliza right now, but that's probably not true with the GPS systems in people's phones.
But the landmark served as an easier way to get there when you say Eliza's located west of the Rainbow Barn.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty well pretty well noted in Mercer County, I think.
I know the barn, unfortunately, the condition deteriorated, Rick Andrus, and you had to make a tough decision. But can you kind of just speak to the history of it, the significance of it, and the great interest of it? It's a pretty neat thing here in Mercer County.
Well, my dad built it somewhere around 1980, or had it painted, and the barn has actually been deteriorating quite a bit, and we redid it in about 20 years later, I suppose, because my sister-in-law used to be an EMT from Mercer County and just absolutely loved that barn and said that it was a landmark, and we just wanted to improve it a little bit better. But it has since deteriorated so much that, and it wasn't really safe to be in or around, so we had to do something different.
So the significance of just putting the rainbow design on that barn, do you remember the story behind it with your parents?
I think my dad just thought it was a cool thing to do. It's something that he wanted to do. He gets a wild hair sometimes and likes to do that kind of stuff.
So even though the barn has come down, there's still something to symbolize that it was there. Can you speak to what has gone up in the aftermath of the barn coming down?
I actually just finished a Facebook posting, and my wife is, you know, the main person that, you know, started the idea of putting a sign up. And we took a section out of the granary that's about 8x8 and used the existing telephone pole that was there. Aaron Baker lifted me up on an excavator, and we cut the post, the electric post, off, and we used that entire electric pole to mount the sign on. It might not be the exact location, but that's what we used to, you know, to help it last for a long time, hopefully.